This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan Mubarak. What a common phrase that we always use when Ramadan comes. Ramadan Mubarak. And in this lecture, I would like to speak a little bit about this phrase, Ramadan Mubarak, which is a dua, which is also a statement that indeed Ramadan is a blessed month. Ramadan is a month so rich with so many blessings, with opportunity to gain so much. Al-barakah in Arabic language comes from the word birkah, which it means a place with a lot of good in it and a lot of good out of it, comes out of it, and also a lot of good things come to it. So barakah, it means a place that continuously produce good, okay? So much good comes out of it and so much good comes to it. And no doubt Ramadan, a lot of good things come to this month, happen during this month. And also in the same time, a lot of good comes out of this month. And these good things that happen on the level of individuals, community, family, and this is what it should be, that this is a blessed month. Because from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, He have made this month so blessed, filled with so much goodness for you in this life and in the akhirah. Ramadan is the month of where the rewards are multiplied. I'm the only one who hearing this echo, like, can you hear that? No, but that's right. Yeah, I just, so, I don't know. Anyway, when we talk about the barakah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah creates whatever He wants and chooses whatever He wants from His creation. So He creates so many times, so many places, so many individuals, so many animals, so many locations, so many things. And He chooses from these things who whatever He wants. So He created so many human beings. But He's chosen some human beings to be what? Mu'mineen. And chose some human beings to be righteous, and chose some human beings to be prophets and messengers. And He have created so many places, so many planets, so many, you know, locations around the globe. But He chose one place to be called Mecca, and one specific place in Mecca to be where Al-Kaaba is built, specifically where Jerusalem is, Bardul Maqdis, and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's masjid. It's chosen. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about his camel, دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مَأْمُورَ. My camel will arrive to the spot that it was ordered to arrive to, which is eventually will be the masjid of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As well as time, as in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah created the week 7 days. 7 days. And He guided and He kept Friday for the Muslims. Oh, since Adam was created, Friday was there. There is 7 days a week and there Friday. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never guided any nation or any group to Friday except us, kept it all these decades and hundreds and centuries until the Muslims arrived, until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent, and He gave him Friday and He gave this Ummah Friday. That's His choice. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the month of fasting. It's a month that Allah have chosen for us. And because there is so much goodness and barakah in this month. And in it, layla, one night, better than 1,000 months. Sometimes you write in the book, you read in the books of tafsir, and sometimes the khatib said, Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 months. I'm sorry, please, for the ball, the basketball, my young man. Yeah, you need to put it in the shura. For the months of Ramadan, sometimes people said it is like 1,000 months, but it is actually better than 1,000 months. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months. Mujahid, rahimahullah, the student of Ibn Abbas, يقول, كان في بني إسرائيل رجل يقوم الليل حتى يصبح ثم يجاهد العدو بالنهار حتى يمسي. There is a man among the Bani Israel who used to pray all night and fight all day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did this for 1,000 months continuously. Then the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were like, wow, is any human being can do that? Can commit himself for this all day fighting and in the night praying? There must be the best rewarded man ever. Then Allah revealed, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. The verse in Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 years of the action of that man. Yani, it's better than this man's ibadah. And there is also another narration that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned to his companions, 4 from Bani Israel. Each one of them worshipped Allah 80 years. They never disobeyed Allah. Ayyub wa Zakariya wa Hizqiyil ibn al-Ajuz wa Yusha ibn Nun. 4. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, 80 years? Then Allah revealed Surah Al-Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Khayrun min alfi shahr. Better than 80 years of ibadah. And he said that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَهَذَا أَفْضَلْ مِمَّا عَجِبْتَ مِنْهُ أَنْتَ وَأُمَّتَكَ. This Laylatul Qadr, the ibadah in it, better than what you guys been fascinated or like surprised with. Yani, better than the 8 years of the ibadah of these prophets. That's why it was also said that in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have seen the lifespan of this ummah. And he said, Ya Allah, my ummah will live a short life comparing to the nations before us, like Nuh and Adam and all this, like people. They live very long life. What about us? We live very short life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Laylatul Qadr, which is one night a year equal to 80 plus years. Yani, as if they live all these years. That's why Razi rahimahullah said, whoever commit himself or herself to Ramadan every year, they guarantee Laylatul Qadr. They have added to their lifespan, added to their age, ages, hundreds and hundreds of years. You might have lived 20 years, 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, but because of Laylatul Qadr, that means as if you lived 2,000 years and so forth. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah said, I was told that Mujahid said that Laylatul Qadr, whoever pray in it, whoever do good deeds in it, it is better than 1,000 year of salah and siyam. Yani, imagine 1,000 years, or a thousand months of salah and siyam. Better than 1,000 months of salah and siyam. Wow. Yani, as if you prayed and fasted 80 plus years, more than that. Wa, yani, it was said also that once it was mentioned that Sulaiman alayhi salam, that he ruled 500 months. And in these 500 months, he spread justice. And it was said Dhul Qarnayn also ruled and worshipped Allah 500 months. So it was said, who can be like them? Then Allah revealed Surah Al-Qadr for the Muslim that he can gain more than what these people did in 1,000 months, combined together. That's just an incredible amount of honoring for this ummah. I just ask myself, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offer us this? We the one who need him. We the one who should commit. Why he give us this? This is just an incredible amount of opportunity. Can you imagine if someone comes to you and he said to you, son, daughter, here you go. That's $1 million. Go start something beneficial for your life. choosing you from all the people. That's make you feel so special. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all people who you have chosen for us, Laylatul Qadr, no other nation was giving that. That just make you feel so honored, appreciated, special. But what if you take this $1 million and you just trash it? Or you leave it behind? I don't know where I put it. As if it is like a bottle of water, has no value for you. The same thing, if somebody Ramadan comes and does not feel the value of it, appreciate that basically the reward that was offered to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that just makes a person ungrateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's see what kind of blessings in this month, so maybe we can focus on them. Number one, it's the month where the sky and heavens connected to the earth. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month where Al-Quran was revealed. So it's the month of the revelations, if you want. And I'm saying the revelations based on the hadith, there is weakness in it, but it was said, it's a statement of one of the tabi'een, Abi Qulaba, that it was reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, Ibrahim received his revelation, the scripture of Ibrahim, in the first night of Ramadan. And the Tawrat was given to Musa in the sixth night. And the Injil in the 13 days. And the Furqan, which is Al-Quran, in the night of the 25th. In the night of the 25th of Ramadan. It is a very special month. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. It's the month where Al-Quran was revealed. You might say, Shaykh, isn't the Quran revealed over 23 years? Yes. Here it means it is when the beginning of the revelation of the Quran started in Ramadan. So the first time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received Al-Quran was during the month of Ramadan. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق took place during the month of Ramadan. And many of the Mufassirin agreed on that. Some said, no, it is the month in Ramadan where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed Al-Quran completely to a place, it's called Baytul Uzza, in the heavens. And it's a place, a sacred place, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed the Quran completely there and saved it there. And it was written in a scripture there and kept there. But after that, it was revealed over 23 years, and that opinion was mentioned by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu wa arda. يقول النبي صلى الله يقول ابن عباس رضي الله عنه عن أبي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم used to be the most generous man, and his generosity is maximized, his generosity became way more during the month of Ramadan when he meets Jibreel. Every Ramadan Jibreel comes down to review the Quran with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. So in the month of Ramadan, Allah sent Jibreel to review the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see the connection, how he makes the connection. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Quran was-siyam yashfa'an. Al-Quran and fasting both will intercede in the day of judgment for the person. So he connect Al-Quran and fasting. Both they will intercede for the person in the day of judgment. Fasting will say, O Allah. Al-Quran will say, O Allah, I have prevented him from sleeping in the night, reviewing and reading. And As-Siyam will say, Ya Rab, I prevented him to eat and to fulfill his desire in the daytime. And both, he did this for your sake. So protect him or forgive him. And the person will be forgiven because of that. The hadith reported by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. Some of the Salaf used to finish Al-Quran every 3 nights in Ramadan. Some of them even every 2 nights. Like Al-Aswad. Aisha radiallahu anha, when Ramadan comes, after she pray Fajr, she will start reading from the Mus'haf all the way until midday, every day. كان الإمام مالك رحمه الله when Ramadan start, he will stop narrating the hadith, teaching the hadith, and he said, this is the month of the Quran. وكان الزهري رحمه الله when Ramadan start, he will not sit for teaching the hadith. And he said, I will focus on reciting the Quran. And the person should focus on in this and put a plan. يعني we hear this a lot every year. But every year we failed, to many of us failed to achieve these goals. And the reason is because we never planned properly for it. So if you want to finish the Quran once, 30 juz in 30 days or 29 days, you just make a simple calculation. That means I have to read a month every, a juz every day or every night. If I read two juz, I'll finish in 15 days. That means I can do two khatmas. If I read three, that means I can do this, you know, three times in the month and so forth. So you can plan for how many times, if you do one juz, you will finish one khatma in 30 days. And if you want to do two khatmas, how many juz you need to read? Huh? Two every day. Yeah. So that means every 15 days you finish the Quran. And you finish every 10 days, if you're three, it means you can make three khatmas during Ramadan. You just commit after each salah or after Fajr or after Maghrib, that's what I'm going to do. Juz is about what, 20 pages. So how many pages I can read? So what if I don't read English, I read Arabic? You can listen to the Arabic and read the translation. So that will be also a khatam bis-sama'. You know, so you can do that as well if you don't know how to read the Arabic text. The point is that the person has to plan for that in order for you to get the blessings of that month of Ramadan because of the blessing of the Quran. And the blessings of the Quran in what? Every letter you read is 10 hasana. Alif hasana, lam hasana, mim hasana. 10 hasana. So la aqul alif, lam, mim, harf. Alif. In alif, only 10. Lam, 10. Mim, 10. Can you imagine? Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. How many letters is this? Just alhamd. A, la, ha, mim, dal. That's 5. That's 50 hasana. Just alhamdu. Can you imagine the amount of khair? Blessing means a lot of goodness, a lot of reward. Not only that, Al-Quran is a healer. Heal. Al-Quran is a purifier. Purify you from inside. Al-Quran is light. Al-Quran like a soul. Without it, the heart is dead. Al-Quran is shifa, is like a medicine and a healing. Bring life to the heart and to your iman, strengthen your iman. Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. I just thought about something, yani, something we don't maybe pay attention to it during Ramadan. Just, you can make an analogy based on this. See how many opportunity for your sin to be forgiven in Ramadan. First of all, the Prophet said, whoever fast Ramadan, Allah forgive his sin. Whoever make Qiyam Ramadan, Allah forgive his sin. Whoever make Qiyam al-Layl or make Qiyam in Laylatul Qadr, forgive his sin. But I will choose something a lot of us don't pay attention to. Can you control the kids, please? From the voice sound. Okay, so a lot of people don't pay attention to it, which is in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَمَّنَ الْإِمَامِ فَأَمِّنُوا فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ وَافَقَ تَأْمِينَهُ تَأْمِينَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبٍ. Al-Bukhari Muslim reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, when the Imam say Ameen, you say Ameen. If your Ameen comes in the same time as the Imam, your sins are forgiven. And the Nabi ﷺ said, when the Imam say سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, say Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you say that while the angel saying that, your sin are forgiven. Also reported by Bukhari and Muslim. The third one, the Prophet ﷺ said, anyone eats food, then say Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha at'am wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. Alhamdulillah, the one who provided this food for me and have provided for me without my strength, he brought it to me. The Prophet ﷺ said, just say Alhamdulillah after you finish food. Your sin unforgiven. Reported by Abi Dawood. Let's calculate. In Ramadan, you pray 5 times a day. And it's 6 jahri rak'ah. 6 rak'ah you read out loud. So that means, you say Ameen with the Imam, 6 rak'ah, 6 times. 6 times 30, that's 180 chances for your sin to be forgiven. طب how many rak'ah you say Rabbana wa laka alhamd? When the Imam says Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. 17 rak'ah a day, the 5 daily prayers. 17 times 30, that's 510 chances Allah giving you for your sin to be forgiven. طب if you add to this Taraweeh prayer, and you pray with the Imam the 11 rak'ahs, every time after Al-Fatiha, the Imam say, Ameen, and you say it. And Rabbana wa laka alhamd, every time make ruku'. That means in Taraweeh, you have 660 chances for your sin to be forgiven. And let's assume you only eat twice. And you say, Alhamdulillah, after each one, suhoor and iftar. That's 60 chance for you for your sin to forgiven. 60 plus 180 plus 510 plus 660. That's in Ramadan, 1,410 chances for your sin to be forgiven. All but you need one of them. And I'm talking about just 3 small things. Ameen. Rabbana wa laka alhamd, alhamdulillah. That's it. I'm not even touching the other things. I'm not even touching the salah. I'm not even touching the siyam itself. I'm not even touching the dua. I'm not touching any sadaqah, zakah. I'm not touching anything else. And you might say, so why there are so many? Because some of these things, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah was asked this question. Why there are so many ahadith said, forgiven, forgiven, forgiven. Like one time, khalas, why forgiving again and again? He said, because your iman is like a thobe, it's like a cloth. And it depends how dirty your cloth is. It requires how much detergent you need, how much time you need to wash it. Some cloth, you have to wash it 5 times in order for it to be clean. Some of them you have to put Clorox and to spray, things to take the stain. And some of them you need to multiple times. So that's why this deen giving you so many chances to survive. I always say that you really have to be a loser to go to hellfire. There's so many chances for forgiveness. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah himself said أذنب عبد ذنبا, a man or a person committed a sin, then this person said اللهم اغفر لي ذنبي, يا رب forgive my sin, then Allah said my servant committed a sin. And my servant realized that he has a Lord who forgives the sins. A Lord who would punish for the sins. Then he repented to me. Then my servant committed a sin again. After he said that, he committed a sin again. Then Allah said, my servant committed sin again, and again he asked for my forgiveness. Because he knows that he has a Rabb, he has a Lord who forgives, and a Lord who punished. Then Allah said, but my servant commit a sin again, third time, and says, oh Allah, forgive me. Because he knows that his Lord forgive the sins, and he knows that his Lord punish for the sins. My servant, I forgive you no matter what you do. No matter what you do, as long as you sincerely repent to Allah. Allah, that you don't play a game with Allah. You repent to Allah and you say, forgive me. And you have the plan to go to do the sin again. That doesn't work. But you commit to repent, but you became weak and you fall into it again. You really sincerely commit and you fall into it again. And you really take every possible way, but you still fall into it again. No matter how many times you fall into the sin, you will be forgiven. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, can you imagine there is a river in front of your house and you wash yourself 5 times a day in that river? How clean you will be. He said, that's exactly how the daily 5 prayers do to you. And also Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you are praying, your sins are on your shoulder. You're carrying your sins. When you go to ruku', some of these sins fall off. When you go to sujood, the rest will fall off. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, see, I'm just giving you an example of so many things you can say and you do in Ramadan, forgive your sins. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, When you hear the mu'adhin, and you say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام بمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا. Allah said, the Prophet said, that person's sins will be forgiven. Reported by Imam Muslim رحمه الله. Among the blessings of Ramadan, in Ramadan there are so many acts of worship come together, rarely to find them in any other occasion. One, fasting, one of the pillars of Islam, fasting Ramadan. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every action belong to Bani Adam, every good deed you do, son of Adam or daughter of Adam, will be reward to 10 times to 700 times, except fasting belongs to Allah. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah commented in this hadith by saying, yani, every good deed can be rewarded for 10 times or 700 times. Fasting goes way beyond 700. How much? We don't know. Yani, nobody knows how much it will be multiplied. Way more than 700 times. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Those who are patient, their reward, there is no limit to it, or there's no, we know, but nobody knows how much reward for them. Patient, many of the early scholars interpreted from the Sahaba, said it means fasting, those who fast. And there is another narration in Bukhari, very interesting. It says, لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ كَفَّارَةٌ وَالصَّوْمُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Each and every deed can be a form of kafara, purification, except fasting belong to me. What this means, this narration? Al-ulama like Sufyan ibn Uyayna and said, it means every good deed can be used in the day of judgment in exchange for basically forgiving your sins. In another word, you're familiar with the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the day of judgment, somebody will come with a lot of good deeds. And people said, Ya Rab, this person backbite me, hurt me, said this bad about me, did this to me, cheat me, took my money. That's right. Then what those people will do, will start taking from your good deeds. So your good deeds can be used as a way to purify you. This narration says everything can be used that way, can be claimed by other people except fasting. Nobody can claim it. It will always remain for you in the day of judgment. Nobody can claim it. It's one deed, no one can take it away, the reward of it away from you. That's just an incredible. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting person will be happy twice. The first time in this life when they break their fast. I agree on that, 100%. And I can't wait for the other one, the Prophet, the other one when you meet Allah. It was said in the day of judgment, Allah will call people who used to fast a lot and offer them food before even entering Jannah, or at the gate of Jannah, before entering Jannah. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ Eat and drink because of what you used to do in this life, which is fasting. They will be offered to enter Jannah from a gate called Rayyan. No one else will enter from it. So special. And that's why you should always appreciate this ibadah and care for it to make it perfect. There's so much blessings in it. Most khair. Another thing we do in Ramadan, Qiyam al-Layl. The Prophet ﷺ said, it is the way of al-Salihin, the righteous before us. It brings you closer to Allah and it erases your sins and it forbade you from sins. It protects you from sins. Manhatun anil ithm. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned Qiyam al-Layl. Number one, bring you closer to Allah. Number two, erase your sin. Number three, protect you from sins. Reported by Tirmidhi. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those who pray the night of Ramadan, Allah forgive their sins. So make sure that you don't miss a single night in Taraweeh. And if you miss it with the Imam, pray it by yourself at home. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person pray with the Imam until the Imam finish, as if this person prayed the whole night. Reported by Tirmidhi and Nasa'i. يقول ابن جريج, I was in the company of عطاء ابن أبي رباح, 18 years studying under him. I still remember when he became so old and very tired, like old, like in his late 70s and 80s. He said, يعني, barely he can move at that time. At that age, he would only be able to read 200 verses from Surah Al-Baqarah a night. At that age. And that's when he got tired. When he was young, he used to read much, much more. In Ramadan, also another ibadah, which is a lot of people abandoned it from a long time ago. Even Zuhri, who is one of the tabi'een successors, said, this is an act of worship and Nabi Sallallahu never missed in his life. Never missed it in his life. While I see Muslims don't care much about it today. Which is al-i'tikaf, to stay in the masjid. In Nabi Sallallahu and his wife made i'tikaf. That especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan, in Nabi Sallallahu consistently was doing that. كان يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان as Ibn Umar reported Bukhari and Muslim. One of the things in Ramadan also people said Umrah, to make Umrah. One of the blessings from Ramadan to maximize the good in it, if you can do Umrah. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to a woman from Al-Ansar, he said, فَإِذَا كَانَ رَمَضَانِ اِعْتَمِرِي فِيهِ فَإِنَّ عُمْرَةً فِي رَمَضَانِ كَحَجَّ Umrah in Ramadan is in reward like Hajj. Some ulama said this hadith was only related to this woman, because this woman, what happened, she said, Ya Rasulullah, I would like to go to Hajj with you, but I don't have a camel. The only camel we have is a camel my family use, Nadih. It's a camel that we use to bring water. If I use it for Hajj, no one will bring water for my family, and I can't do that. Then the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, she was so sad. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Ramadan comes, go make Hajj as if you make Hajj with me. You will get the reward of Hajj. Some ulama said this hadith was only for her to make it up for her. But some other scholars said, no. The ibrah bi'umum al-lafz la bi khusus al-sabab. The rule is, the Prophet made a general rule, a general statement. Even if that statement was made in relation to a specific incident, it still kept, should be kept as general. In Ramadan, is the Ramadan the month of dua? That's why in the middle of the verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about fasting, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. When my servant asks you about me, I'm near. I answer the caller of those who are calling upon me. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, three people, their dua is accepted. One of them, da'watul sa'im, if you are fasting. Wa da'watul madhloom, wa da'watul musafir, the one who has been unfairly treated, and the traveler. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, another narration, it will never be rejected, their dua. A just ruler, a person who's fasting, until they break their fast. And that one who is unfairly treated, madhloom, the one unjustly, unfairly treated, or been abused. By in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, until this fast. So is the dua of the fasting person, the chance end by the, what is it, in the time of iftar? Actually, al-ulama rahimahullah said, is the time before iftar, and the time of iftar, and right after iftar as well. Three, right before iftar, and upon iftar, and after iftar. The main thing is don't delay your iftar because you make dua. Make dua before the time of iftar. But what about during the day? Also during the day, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who's fasting, their dua is accepted. So while you are fasting during the day, you make dua as well and increase, especially from salah wa salam ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers salah one time on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will offer salah on that person 10 times. And what it means when Allah makes salah on you? It means He praise you, He bless you, He erase your sin, He elevate your status in Jannah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 of your sin will be gone, and Allah elevate you 10 levels in Jannah, reported by Nasa'i. Also in Ramadan, al-zakat and al-sadaqah. Al-zakat, nothing in Sharia telling us to give zakat in Ramadan, but a lot of Muslims like to do that for the multiplication of reward. And we know that whatever we give for the sake of Allah, from our zakat or sadaqah, is something that Allah will keep for us. And Allah says, إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. If you give Allah goodly loan, Allah will multiply that for you. You know, when you give a loan to someone, you know that you give the, especially someone you know who can pay you back. And if someone has a good high income and say, Sheikh Walid, can you lend me $10 or $100? I said, yes, because I know he can pay me back. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most rich, why would I give him a loan? Because I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our ibadah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will give it back to you in way more reward than what you give it. A sadaqah will take away sins like the way fire taken away by water. And in Ramadan, specifically zakatul fitr, in the end of Ramadan, in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have ordered the Muslim to give zakatul fitr, and he told them, it's a purification for your soul. From what? From al-laghu wal-rafth, from any inappropriate things that you said or you did during Ramadan. So it is a purification. In Ramadan, we feed. We make iftar, we sponsor iftar, we invite people at home. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَضْرَةً وَسُرُورًا وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. They feed the food while they love that. They love feeding them. They give them the food that they love. And they're only giving them for the sake of Allah. No, you do not expect anything from them. They don't want to be invited back. They don't want to be, say, somebody to tell them thank you or to reward them for it. We do this because we fear Allah. We fear the day of anger. The day of that with evil things will happen, which is the day of judgment. And Allah protect them from the evil of that day. And He give them nadrata wa surura, happiness in their hearts and in their face. And rewarded them for their patience, jannata wa harira, jannah, paradise. And they would be dressed in it in silk. And that's because of that, one of the actions that Allah mentioned in this verse is the feeding. Don't underestimate the reward of feeding. كان الزهري يقول إذا دخل رمضان والرمضان start إنما هو تلاوة القرآن وإطعام الطعام. In Ramadan we read Quran and we feed people. We offer food to people. Some of the Salaf used to say to invite 10 of my friends and feed them at my home, wallahi more beloved to me than freeing 10 slaves. And some of them more beloved to me, Ali said, than making i'tikaf in the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man fattara sa'ima. If you offer iftar to a fasting person, you take the reward of that fasting person and he will not lose any of his reward. What fattara sa'iman means? It's not the first sip of water or the first bite of a date. No. Yani sometimes you make mashallah whole entire meal and your wife cooked and stuff like that. I remember last year somebody invited me to their home. You know, I went only to one event last year. And mashallah, the family, the Zala Khair, the sister, she made so much food. I don't think I ever can forget that iftar. Anyway, so much great food. Can you imagine after all this, she'd been working this maybe 3-4 days. And somebody bring date from home, like, you know, bought like from the halal store, $3 date, and he give me one. He take the ajr and she get nothing? No. They all, the iftar, it doesn't mean the first sip, it's the whole meal. Okay? And inshallah. And also, I'm saying this because sometimes when you say, who wanna sponsor iftar and masjid? I got the date. What about the meal? Everybody won the date to get the ajr. Jazakallah khair. The meat also and the rice is important as well. You get a reward for that too. Anyway, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what's the best Islam? The best Muslim? قال أن تطعم الطعام, to feed people. وتقري السلام, to give salam to those who you know and those who you don't know. Reported by Al-Bukhari. Look at these things that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned and look how they are, all can happen in Ramadan. He said, يا أيها الناس, O people, أفشوا السلام, give salam. When you walk to the masjid, say salam alaykum to people. Allah yarda alaykum. Bas salam alaykum. Not just salam alaykum. Yani, not too much talking after that, socializing, where people get so, like it becomes so distraction, so much distraction in the masjid. So you say salam. Wa at'imu at'am, give food to people. وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامِ, reach out to your kin, to your relatives. A lot of social activity take place in Ramadan, inviting family members. وَصَلُوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ, pray in the night while people sleeping. Allah, يعني you can see the reality of this hadith, especially in the land of non-Muslims. People come to pray and everybody sleep. تدخل الجنة بسلام. You enter Jannah in peace. These are the things that grant you Jannah. In Ramadan, where the mu'min love one another, cooperate with one another, mix with one another. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when the believer meet one another and they shake hands, their sins fall from them, like the same way that trees, when the tree became dry in the fall, and all the leaves start falling off the tree. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, their sin will be forgiven before they depart from one another. In Ramadan, many of the actions of the heart, and that's one of the blessings of Ramadan. Like what? Being grateful to Allah, being thankful to Allah, fearing Allah. Like so much hope in Allah, especially in, during dua. We love Allah more during Ramadan. We honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. Many of us repent to Allah and to repent from our sins in Ramadan. Regret the bad things that we did outside Ramadan. We make that commitment to respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more during Ramadan. We show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Ramadan. All these are great acts of worship that even can be more rewarding than the thing that we do with our money or our body parts. And the blessings of Ramadan even continued after Ramadan. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever fast Ramadan and followed with 6 days of Shawwal, as if that person fasted the whole entire year. See how blessed this month is. This is what I have for you tonight. And I want to leave you with this message, or this final point. You can give an advice. I can give a conduct. I can tell you, but I can't force you. You can bring the horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened His hands and to welcome you, inviting you, making it easy for you. Make sure that today, now, make the determination, the intention that you will do good. No, you will do excellent. You will make it one of your best Ramadan. I remember the most consistent deeds are the best of deeds, even during Ramadan, even if it's not much. Don't underestimate anything you can do. From now, make the intention that I will multiply my qira'atul Qur'an, my dua, my istighfar, my night prayers. I will do more than last year and the years before. My zakat, my sadaqah. I will come to the daily prayers more often. I'm not going to just care about taraweeh and don't come for Isha. I'll control my tongue more. I'll control my reaction more. I will do better this year. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes for each and every one of you to make this Ramadan your best Ramadan ever. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help each and every one of us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that pleases Him the most, and to be a reason for our sins to be forgiven, and for our life in this dunya and in the akhirah to be successful. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to worship Him in Ramadan, and to make us taste the sweetness of good deeds and the iman, and forgive our sins and purify our hearts. Allahumma ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad, ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.